Das Chazor Zeichen ist über die Schlag, wenn man Yehuda mit Zeichen des Subas darf Tezvav. Sagt der Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, it once happened that a girl was raped when she went to draw water from a spring. And Rabbi Yehuda knew, he said, if most people in that city are fit to marry into Kahuna, this girl may also still marry into the Kahuna. Rava asked, who does Rabbi Yehuda Menuri follow? According to Rabbi Gamliel, the woman should be valid even when most people are not valid. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, she should be puzzled even if most people are not puzzled, even if they're still kosher. So Rabbi Nachman said, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, said the case happened on a market day where there were many outsiders in the area, and majority of the city residents and a majority of the outsiders were valid for kahuna. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that when there are two majorities that point to her being valid, even he agrees that she remains valid. Rabbi Ami says this as well, Rabbi Yanai says this as well. The Gemara says, if we know for sure that it was a man from the city, so there's only one majority, the child born would be a shtuki. The Gemara says, we find the concept that we must have the double majority in order to render her valid from the statement of Dima, the name of Zeir, in the name of Chanina, who said that the case must be with the majority of the city people and the majority of the visitors were fit for kahuna, but the majority of each group alone would not suffice to make her valid. The reason that the majority of the city alone would be insufficient is because we're discussing where she went to them, in which case we have the rule of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, and there is not considered to be any majority. The reason why we can't rely on the majority of the visitors alone, they're not kavua, so there is a chayra. It should be that kol the parish meruba parish. So the reason can't be like we had before, that kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, but it's the gzeira that we don't want to come rely on a majority of the city people alone. However, when there is a majority of both groups, we can rely on that and render her fit for kahuna. In fact, we find that a braisa that we can rely on a single majority in the case where one finds a piece of meat among butcher stores of a majority of which are kosher. And Rav Zeir said this even applies if the meat is all local meat, so there's only one majority. Rav Zeir said we're more stringent when deciding on Yuchsei Kahanim, on genealogical matters affecting Kahuna. Gemara asks, we previously learned the statement of Rav Zeir that called Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami, with whether this results in a Kula or a Chumra. Where does Rav Zeir learn this from? It can't be from the case of where one takes a piece of meat from a butcher store and doesn't remember which one it was from, and if there are nine kosher stores and one non-kosher, in which case we pass that it's Osir, because that's only a case of Chumra, not a Kula. Where do we see it? We hold this way the Kula as well. It also can't be from the case where there are nine dead frogs which don't give off Tumah, one dead cherub which does, and he doesn't know which one he touched, in which case we pass that he's Tameh, because again, that's only a case of Chumra. Where do we find this in a case of Kula as well? And for the Gemara, it's from a case where there are nine dead shrutzim and one dead frog, and he touched one without knowing which it was. We pass him that if it took place in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, he's Tameh. If it took place in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he's Tar. We see that we don't follow the majority, even though it leads to a Kula. Where do we find this concept in the Torah? Marissa, we find the Rabbanan learned from the extra word of V'orav Loi, that if one throws a stone into a group of people consisting of Yidden and Goyim and he kills a Yid, he's not Chai of Misa. Now, the case can't be with there's a majority of Goyim, because then we don't need a Pasuk to make him Potter. It also can't be a case of 50-50, because since we're lenient when it comes to a Safek Nefashis, of killing with a death penalty, so we don't need a Pasuk to make him Potter over there either. The case must be there was a Roiv of Yidden, but since the Goyim are Kavua, it's Kemechza Mechzadami, and that's why the person is still Potter. Zokti Maruchiva Rashi, the name of Rav, said we pass from like Rabbi Yosef of our Mishnah. Rav Chanan bar Rav, the name of Rav, said that the story in the Mishnah had that psak for a special reason. It was like a Hayra Shah and can't be followed, therefore, in other cases. Rabbi Yerbi asked, how could Rav Chia bar Ashi suggest that we don't need a double majority in the case of allowing for kahuna? A Mishnah says that if a child is found in a city, if most residents are Goyim, the child is treated as a Goy. If most residents are Yidden, the child is treated as a Yid. If they're 50-50, the child is still treated like a Yid. Rav explained that the child is treated as a Yid in this Mishnah only in regard to having to sustain him, to feed him. However, he clearly is not given the lineage of a Yid. Shmuel said he's given the status of a Yid to allow the removal of a falling building on Shabbos to try and save him. We see that Rav says that a majority is not sufficient in matters of making one fit for lineage. Mar says, Rabbi Yirmiyah did not realize that in our Mishnah the case was where there was a second majority of visitors, therefore there was a double majority, and that's why Rav said it may be followed. According to Rav Chanan bar Rav, who said that the Psak of our Mishnah is not to be followed, and the Psak of our Mishnah has been established to be a case where there were two majorities, that would mean that in general, one majority should be sufficient. If so, why did Rav say that the found child is not established as being of Jewish lineage based on the single majority? Rav Chanan bar Rav, would not agree with the statement in the name of Rav that the child is not given the status of Jewish lineage based on a single majority. How could Shmuel say in the above quoted Mishnah that we would remove the fallen building from him on Shabbos only when the the majority says that the child is Jewish. When we find that Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Yehuda, name of Shmuel, says that we don't follow a majority when it comes to even a suffik pekuach nefesh, possibly saving a life. Rather, we do whatever is necessary, even if there's only a minority chance that it's possible that a yid will be saved. So Gemara Shmuel's statement was made on the first part of the Mishnah. Even when the majority of the city are goyim, we would still remove a fallen building from on this child on Shabbos for the possibility that he may be a yid. If so, regarding what halacha is a child considered to be a goy? Rabbi said you're allowed to give him the veilus to eat. Regarding what halacha is a child considered to be a yid when a majority of the city is a yid? Rabbi said we'd have to return his lost item to him. Regarding what halacha is a child considered to be a yid when the city's population is exactly 50-50? Rish Lakish said for the halachas of nizakin, of damages, he gets the benefit of being treated as a yid in that if his ox, which is only a tam, gores the ox of another yid, he'll only have to pay 50% of the damage like a tam, as if he was a yid.